Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it. So if you listen to the podcast and you've been listening for a long time, and in fact, if you follow Georgia and I, you'll know how much we love our fashion. Pretty much, aside from talking about sleep and potentially me, sex, it's our favourite subject to discuss. So we thought for today's episode on a Friday, we would throw it out to you guys and do a fashion Q&A. And who better to join us on the podcast today? Celebrity stylist. She's dressed everyone from Emma Bunton to Alan Carr. You name it. She's worked with music brands. She's worked on The X Factor. She's even dressed little old me for Take Me Out about 10 years ago. It's Faye Sawyer. Hello.
How are you, Faye?
Oh, lovely to see you, Georgia. Really happy to be here and I'm good.
Good. And just for those who don't know you, but could you just give us a little snapshot of your career?
I sort of knew I wanted to do styling when I was tiny, but I didn't know there was a job for it because I used to look at people and my nan used to say, shut up. I used to say, oh, that lady's shoes would look so much better if they were a different colour when I was about 10. And then I kind of went to fashion college and learned that you could actually do this. Got a job at a fashion company, went on to magazines. From magazines went into music. For music went into telly. Here I am.
Here it is.
I mean, this Faye, you've pretty much dressed everybody. And I guess, do you still love it as much as you do, you know, as much as you did then to now?
I do. Things are different. I mean, we know when we have children, your priorities, at first, when you first have a baby, they definitely change. And then as you get in the swing of things, you think, actually, I think what being a parent and doing my job has made me realise is I'm better than I thought I was.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought I thought I'd crash and burn because I didn't know if I could really spread myself between two. And I'm not saying it's easy, but the easy answer to it is I do still really love it.
Yeah, that's
it's
so
different
good to hear.
With kids, but I love it.
And how did you find dressing your bump and, you know, your postpartum body and how you felt about your fashion and your clothes and everything afterwards?
Well, I think I'm finding dressing menopause a bit harder, actually. The first time I was pregnant, I just started wearing things that I liked in bigger sizes because I thought, oh, I'm not going to do. And I will say in the last 15 years, 16 years since I've been pregnant, maternity wear has become so much better. Mm. You know, people aren't just making the bog standard things. They're thinking, you know, even down to the underwear. Do you know what I really liked about it? I liked that I could expose myself and not have an excuse, you know, like think this is me. That's honestly how I felt. I didn't think I'd think that, but I actually thought, yeah, I've got a big belly, my boobs are big, but I'm growing a human.
Yeah.
After, not so good though. After, I thought, oh dear, what am I going to do with this? Mm. And it definitely took me a time because I was sort of, I'd say, truly, I was sort of mixing up a bit of maternity with a bit of normal and trying to find my way because I felt uncomfortable and I didn't want my boobs to be strapped in. And you know, the second time, a bit better, but the first time, a bit of a learning curve. And I've dressed a lot of pregnant celebrities. You know, I dressed Emma when she did the Spice Girls. So the Spice Girls relaunch, when they all came back together for the first tour, she was heavily pregnant. And so was I, but she was further down the line than me. And, you know, we learned together, and it was really hard to get modern things. So there was quite a bit of sewing and adapting going on there. I remember doing Charlotte Church, who was really heavily pregnant and going to lots of award ceremonies. Mm. All those things, you know, in a way have helped me really understand kind of pregnancy and postpartum bodies.
I found it really difficult. And I know that Georgia, you know, we were both pregnant during the summers. Definitely for Luna and Axel, we were kind of heavily pregnant during those summer months. And I found that really difficult because I had such a big bump. I'm quite a petite person.
Yes.
And there was this massive bump and I felt very sort of swollen. I had a lot of water that I was retaining and I was having to, it was so hot and I was trying to wear these dresses and I was trying to, didn't know where the band was trying to come up here above the bump. And I just felt so uncomfortable all the time. I look back at photographs and I'm like, what was I wearing? I didn't feel good. I could barely look at the camera. Like it's quite a lot in the winter. I think at least you can wear, you know, the over the bump leggings and you can wear nice oversized jumpers with coats and stuff like that. I really struggled in the summer. Would you say the same, George?
No, or? Do you know what? I'm the complete opposite because I was pregnant in the winter with Gigi. Well, June she was born. So I had a bit of spring kind of time where I had a bit of a bump. But I found the summer easy because I've always been a floaty dress person.
Oh, no,
so always like just, you know, just a dress, or I used to wear like a t-shirt dress and then a nice jacket over the top. So I found that easy. And then the winters I found harder because it was the jeans and the t-shirt and the blazer that I probably couldn't do so much anymore.
Yes, so interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. And I don't know. I really enjoyed dressing when I was bigger, like the bigger bump I enjoyed. I didn't enjoy like the middle bump, you know, the middle size bump where people can't really tell if you're pregnant or that's the worst part. And I don't know why I cared actually, because why, you know, you shouldn't care. You're told you shouldn't care. I definitely did care. I wanted to walk around with a badge on that said, you know, I'm pregnant. Yeah, yeah. I haven't.
Baby on board.
Yeah. I did it. As soon as people sort of obviously knew I was pregnant, I quite enjoyed the floaty dresses and the trainers and whatever.
Georgia does look magnificent as a big pregnant lady. She just with that beautiful bump, she just rocks it. And there was just endless floaty dresses that she would just mince out. And I'd be like, oh, for goodness sakes, here she goes again. So we've thrown out questions to our followers and we've had loads in face. So let's crack on with them. George, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah. This is from Lorna. What are the must-haves, capsule wardrobe type idea? No idea of my style since kids. So Lorna's obviously looking for a bit of a capsule wardrobe since she's had kids.
Yeah, the word capsule wardrobe's kind of bandied around quite a bit as like the ultimate solution to everything. And it kind of is, but it takes a bit of time to really, it's about bespoke. It's about finding your capsule wardrobe. Because I don't really, look, there's things to learn in fashion, but I don't believe in rules really. You have to find your own thing because that's when you really own it. But I guess it's finding a classic coat, like, you know, your Mac, your kind of overcoat, your classic jacket, which would be like a denim jacket. Biker jackets are resurging this season, something like that. And then when you get down to the small parts, it's about trying stuff on. And I think buying less and investing more is the way forward, really. Like a really good pair of jeans, a really good pair of leggings, a great pair of pull-on trousers that are like those sports larks, and maybe a tailored trouser, a skirt. You know, it's about developing those things. But if I had to just lay it out there, I'd say you need a good shirt, good jeans, a couple of good t-shirts, luxe pair of pull-on pants, two jackets, blazer, casual jacket, military jacket, denim, biker, and a good coat. Done. Trainers, maybe go for something like a Veja, kind of quite ethical, or a Converse, and then pumps and a small heel. If you had that, you probably wouldn't need anything else.
Love that.
I wish I could do that.
So do I.
Also, if you are looking for another ethical trainer, we like Lockie, L-O-C-I. They're amazing. I'm just obsessed with them. So I'm just talking about them all the
time. There's another one called Victoria as well that are really good. There's lots of them coming forward now, you know. If you obviously want to splurge, there's Stella. There's lots of different ones.
Yeah.
Really great wool coat recommendations. That's from Sophie.
So now's a good time to buy a wool coat, Sophie. If you want to buy something that is kind of going to last you and look the business for a long time. I think Jigsaw on the High Street, in their sale, you get great stuff. Zara, you can never go wrong with. The only thing I'd say with Zara is you're likely to see quite a few other people in it. Yeah. But, you know, if it looks good on you, who cares?
It's like that spotted dress. Remember that spotted dress from Zara?
Oh, my goodness. And people were dying it and all sorts, weren't they?
That just shows you when you get something right. Other places for wool coats. Whistles is great. I really like Massimo Dutti on the High Street. And for more kind of cost-effective ones. But again, it's a case of going in, trying on, looking at it. It's, I've found a few things in New Look before that can work too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love New Look.
I do. Pregnancy outfit help. I've got a very similar style to Yuzo. I'm seven months pregnant and I hate maternity wear. This is exactly what you were just talking about.
But this is what we say, you know, what you were saying about, you know, being, it does depend what your beginning shape is as well. You know, Zoe, you look good in tailoring and you're really, you know, neat and that's your style. And I think it's important to not forget yourself if... Yeah, but it's also great if you want to just have a moment as being pregnant. It's like, this is my pregnancy moment, but then I'll go back to that. Mm. I'm not telling you what to do, but really what I'd say to that is quite simply look at some of the brands that you like and try. It's a case of getting things home, spending time, trying things on. A brand that I think is Saint and Sophia is a brand that I really like because, and they're on sale now, good prices. They do stuff which is softer and could really work for pregnancy. I think also Balkan, which does do maternity, but also their stuff works if, you know, their normal stuff would work well for maternity, but there isn't kind of cut with the curved shape in it.
Yeah. So what did you feel good in? What was one pregnancy outfit that you felt really good in?
So for me, it was over the bump skinny jeans from either ASOS, H&M, those were, or Topshop. They were sort of my go-to. I liked a Breton like t-shirt top, like it looks quite smart. And I had the ones with the buttons, so that took me into like breastfeeding, so I gave that a shot as well. So I bought, I think I got that, like my favorite one was from Seraphine, and then I wore like a really nice oversized blazer, and I could wear them with either like boots with a little heel or flats or, you know, trainers or whatever, and then like a little beanie. I sort of tried to rock a bit of those out, those looks in the summer when it wasn't that warm. But with kit, I was like,
sounds perfect.
Yeah, I felt like myself in that. But when I got really, really lost was when I was buying all these rank maternity dresses, and they had sort of like straps.
The crossovers,
and then the button hit. It was just like, I hated it.
Yeah, well, I think Seraphine's a good call for transition because they do all those clever little zips and tuck away pieces and it doesn't look like super maternity. I also think you could give rental a try.
Yes.
You know, there are lots of places like dressmybump.com. And again, Isabella Oliver does pre-loved, where she kind of resells. And that's also what I think about, you know, if you bought a pair of, say, real investment leggings, then the price per wear would be, if you looked over it in the end, totally worth it. For someone that doesn't want to do maternity, getting a good pair of leggings from Lululemon or Spanx, they're £90, which is a big kind of cost. Mm-hmm. And you've got lots of things to spend your money on when you're kind of pregnant. But the price per wear would be one thing. If you ever were pregnant again, you'd definitely wear them again. If you wanted to hand them out or share them amongst your crowd, you absolutely could. And you could resell them on eBay quite easily too.
Love that. Or you like the We Are Commando ones, I really love as well. I've got the squeaky ones that squeak every time you walk. the vinyl ones. And then the other ones. I saw a tip the other day that someone said to put, is it baby oil on the inside of the, and then that stops the squeak.
It does, but the problem with that is you've got to be really careful where you sit and what you do because it stains. Oh,
you can't sit on a sofa. Oh, my gosh, of course. I didn't even think of that.
I remember doing a pop video with Sophie Ellis-Bextor and she was in a rubber outfit and we had to oil it up and she sat on a nice chair, and I didn't say anything to her, but after she left the little I was there with the vanish on.
Oh, no. Is it a pelvic floor or is it the oil from the vinyl? Who knows? Okay, so this is a really interesting question, actually. My question is, what can I wear or what can I do to flatter my legs without constantly having to cover them up?
Yeah, okay. So this season, this kind of 2000, the millennial resurgence in trends, it can be a bit scary, but what's good about that, it's bringing back those kind of waterfall, slightly mullety skirts that kind of they gather up the front. So you'd get a little bit of leg exposure, but not a full bit of leg exposure. So, and it's a graceful curve, and sometimes they're quite clever. They overlap. Mm. I think that's a perfect go-to. And it's a good kind of way to introduce getting your legs out and feeling a bit more confident. Yeah. I think a pattern tight, they're kind of around again. The right kind of thing, like if you get one with the stripe down the side, can slim the leg.
What about jeans? What about denim for someone trying to sort of flatter their legs?
Well, if you want to flatter your legs, it's really important to kind of concentrate on the important bit you like and the sky's the bit you don't. So if it's the bottom of your legs you don't like, it's really important to get the fit around the bum and the hips and then go into a slim to the knee and that soft boot cut. That's really back in. And that's pretty much everyone's friend, that style. You know, if you're really kind of long and trim, that makes your legs look like they go on forever. If you're curvy, like more pear shape, that works really well. So yeah, that style is really flattering. I definitely think stay away from super straight or super tight because it kind of emphasizes. And certainly I would think about making more of my top half and less of my bottom. Yeah. So what goes on? And they say, you know, a tiny print that is all over an item that moves really helps detract the eye. So one of those skirts or dresses that are nice around this season would work really well, maybe with a statement blazer.
Love it.
Lovely.
This is from Sarah. How to look stylish whilst being practical for parenting? I think this is really hard because it's so easy. I mean, I'm sitting here now in a pair of leggings and a fleece. I am going to go to the gym, but I could easily not go to the gym and still wear this all day because I'd think, well, yeah, I'm going to get stuff all over me anyway. I'm going to go to the park. You know, it's easy to just wear leggings and a big jumper, isn't it, every day?
Yeah, and I don't think that isn't stylish and practical. It's about raising the volume in the look. You know, I think those kind of luxe joggers are a really good buy. Because you can get them at all price points. You know, they start about £20 in Marks and Spencers and less in New Look. They're the mid price point at Zara. There's just so many different ones with the turn up cuff, with the side stripe. You know, a couple of pairs of those look smart. They already look together, but really all they are is a tracksuit.
Yeah.
They're a jogging pair. Yeah. And then when you choose your sweaters, looking at the kind of proportions of them, you know, ones that hang nicely, maybe with side split. Those small elements where they're not kind of a bit too baggy and too tight around the bottom, so they make a kind of ball shape. Those things that look elegant, you know, they're practical and they aren't like, look at me, I've dressed up. But it's actually working out the shapes of them and how it sits with you. Also, outerwear, I think that's a really getting a few good coats or gilets, that works brilliantly because you can just wear a column of colour, like the same colour top and bottom, put a little statement like queer puffer or sleeveless gilet, and it looks like you're together with your accessories, like you said, Zoe, the beanie. It looks all of a sudden like you're a bit more coordinated.
Yeah,
I also find like a pair of socks. If you've got a really nice pair of socks, someone's given you a pair of cashmere socks for Christmas, or you've got some sports socks, like pull them up over your leggings and then put like a walking boot or like a black boot with, you know, whatever you've got, that really makes an outfit.
It's like a little styling.
It's just a tiny little styling tick box. Well, maybe like a pair of little hoops, or I haven't got them in today.
Yeah, I was going to say hoops. Yeah. Oh my God. I couldn't wear hoops since I was about 17.
Oh yeah, you got all allergic to them,
didn't you? No, I've got splits in my ears. So like where I wore really heavy earrings when I was like a teenager, you know, like then you get baggy lobes. And then now I wear these little stickers behind my ears. They're called like Lobe Magic and they hold the hoop in place. And I can wear hoops like every day now. It's amazing.
Game changer. Like
that. Also, scarves are really good as well. And if you get the right colour ones, again, a good investment scarf. But there's loads of great ones on the high street anyway. But that colour can really lift you as well and make you look like you're alive and pulling stuff together, you know.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah.
Love all of those. Okay, boots to wear with loungewear, sort of what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, is it that? The white stuff have got some sort of suede. They've got like a gum sole, and they're like, they've got like a little wedge. They're kind of good because they look tidy and a little bit stylish, but they're really practical. They're sort of a take on a kind of posh desert boot without the lacing. Nice. Obviously, UGG boots, that, but I think people see UGG boots as, I don't know, they're really comfortable, but I don't know if they make you feel like you've made the effort.
Yeah, what do you think about UGG boots? Because I liked them when I was maybe 15 or was it younger than that? And then I quite like the ultra low ones. But then I think, I could just wear a trainer and probably look better and be just as comfortable. Like you say, so a trainer with a nice sock and you feel just as warm and just as cozy. It's a weird
There are
one,
these amazing
it,
ones from River Island, which I've just got. The copycats of, I think they're the is it the My Fashion Tribe ones? And these ones are £50 from River Island. A boot like that with a bit of like a sheepskin sort of trim, whatever. I think they look great with loungewear.
They're lovely.
Yeah, and I think also what's great about those, which isn't, and you can get them in lots of boots, is that platform. That little platform makes you feel a bit more elevated and a bit more ready to go, but they're totally practical, so I think they're a great one too.
Love that.
It's got the thumbs up from Faye.
Dresses that can go from mum duty to workwear that don't cost a bomb.
Right, well, there's tons of those actually. There is actually a maternity brand that I was looking at, Bump and Milk. Do you know that one?
No.
They do. They are my favourite maternity dresses because I think they, for pretty dresses, you could wear them for occasion, you could wear them with a denim jacket, you could wear them for, you know, day to night. They're really good. But also, you don't need to buy a maternity for that.
No.
There are lots of high street ones. So there's a brand called Hatch that do really lovely modern maternity dresses as well. And they are American, so you are going to have to wait for them, but they're good. And if you're a bit more curvy, Christy Dawn are also good for a dress.
Do you know what I like for a dress? I mean, I don't go into the office anymore, but I used to wear like a knitted dress, like a roll neck knitted dress quite a lot. And if I was with the kids, I'd wear it with like a puffer and some trainers, and that would be fine. And it's comfy and it would be quite long, quite loose and casual. And then if I was going into the office, I could put on a pair of knee-high boots underneath underneath the dress.
Gorgeous.
And a blazer, and it would really smarten it up. I mean, I think, like a nice knitted dress.
Yes,
a good length is perfect.
They've got them in Marks and Spencer's, £30 at the moment.
H&M do one. Yeah, I mean, there's so many. Or you could splurge and get like a proper cashmere one, which will probably last you for years and years, or like a really good wool one. I mean, COS, I love COS for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I would.
Pretty Lavish, I've also got some.
Also Ethical. I really like the People Tree dresses.
Yes.
They do the floral, and they do kind of those really easy to wear ones, but in different lengths, and they're beautifully made.
Yeah, love those. Too. Yeah, brilliant.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we? Now, I'm really interested in this. Not that I'm going to be doing any more breastfeeding, but best bras for breastfeeding. Any ideas, Faye?
Oh, I've got some ideas. I've got a whole pack of ideas. I think things to remember with this, first of all, is when it's good to have, if you've got time, go and get fitted. with any bra. I know we haven't got time, but you only do it, you don't do it all the time, you know. Yeah. It's a good idea. Or if you haven't, always go up a size, because you need to think about, you know, breasts are changing shape.
Yeah.
You can wear underwire when breastfeeding, but, you know, because you're told not to when you're kind of carrying the baby. And it's only down to personal choice. It's to do with your support. They say you should have always three bras. That's one to wear, one to wash, one to have as a spare, because anything can happen. So best all-rounders, and this is a recent survey, Good Housekeeping, who we kind of trust. They do. I've worked with them myself. And when they investigate, they go into consider many points. They say the Notori Woman's Feather Contour Plunge starts at 38, goes to 38DD. You can get it on Amazon, £62, quite pricey. They haven't got all the colours on Amazon, only I think cafe and black. But if you wanted more colours, go to Notori Direct. My favourite of all, for value and for something you're going to wear a lot, is called Hofish. It's a three pack, comes from small to XXL. It's on sale again on Amazon, $17.84, but it's only on sale for a short while. Small breasts, Calvin Klein or Cosabella Talco, brilliant. Large breasts, Bravissimo or Freya Rose. Plus size, Bravado, and they have quite good skin tones. And then special kind of mention, I know it's the Kardashians.
I was going to say Skims. About to say, literally, Skims. What do we think of Skims?
Love. Nursing Sculpture Bra, that's my special mention. I think £42, comes in extra small to 5XL, and have probably the only brand. I mean, I was the other day, I went into H&M and I took a picture because there was bras in every colour. And I was so delighted. I actually took a picture. It's on my phone. And I thought, now that's good. But unfortunately, no maternity bras in all those colours. Very basic. So Skims are the ones that have kind of got it down at the moment. But I'm sure, you know, hopefully people are kind of, I think that's a side hustle. Maternity bras in skin tones.
Hopefully the high street will catch up.
Go on.
I think a lot of people can probably relate to this. Struggling to feel confident in jeans and trainers at the park. I'm used to dresses and heels before kids.
Yeah. It's a funny thing, isn't it? Because you sort of feel, wearing jeans and trainers literally grounds you. It makes you feel like.
Yeah.
And when all that kind of transition's going on, when you don't feel like you've got your clothing armour on, it's kind of difficult. So what I'd say for that, there are some clever trainers around that have got inserts inside, which give you a little bit of lift. I know that Adidas have got ones with a little lift inside. I know Ash do them, which is like a little secret something, if that works for you and makes your legs feel longer. But I think it's about every time proportion, you know, finding there's lots of trainers with platform soles now. If that's what it is, you feel like you want to feel longer and taller. Or there's nothing wrong with wearing a little heel boot, you know, you can still run around after the kids. If it's all about making yourself feel you.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes time.
Do you know what? I have to do my breakfast show on a Saturday morning, so I have to plan my outfit on a Friday night. And on Friday night, I was feeling a bit from the week. I felt a bit flat and I didn't really spend that much time. And I just grabbed a jumper and I grabbed a pair of skinnies and I went into work and I stood in front of the mirror. And I normally do like a mirror selfie. And I stood there and I thought, fuck me. I look and feel like dog poo. I'm in not a great pair of skinny jeans, an oversized jumper, which doesn't work on me. And I didn't feel like me. And I really was like, no. And so I spoke to my husband and this sounds ridiculous. And I was like, can you just chuck in a pair of my, my pleather leggings? Can you just put them in the car with you? And he was like, yeah, no problem. When we got there, I got changed in the car park, pulled my pleather leggings. And I was like, hello, here I am. And it was one bit of a change. But, and I know it sounds ridiculous. I had the same shoes on, same jumper, but I just felt like me again because it was a bit of pleather in my outfit.
Jessica,
and I think you don't have to just wear jeans and a jumper to the park.
No, exactly. It's about adapting your look. But also, the other thing it isn't great is when you feel like you're wearing the wrong thing for the wrong occasion. Oh, I think that just wrecks your mind, you know? You're like, oh, no, that doesn't feel, oh, I wish I'd have worn that.
Yeah.
And all night, or all day, you're pulling, you're touching, you're like, oh, because really clothes, you know, What are you saying about you looking at yourself, Zoe? I think it's so important. Mm. You know, when you actually spend time to actually engage with your image, we all talk about people kind of take an essence of you. They weigh you up in the first few seconds. But what about, we're all talking about what other people are making of us. What we make of ourselves? Yeah. Sometimes we're so busy doing other stuff that we don't actually go, right, hang on, what's going on here? And that's a really important point, to kind of constantly review how you're looking, not because it's like vanity, but because it's kind of making you feel like you haven't lost yourself, really.
Yeah, and there's also so much noise going around what we should be wearing, how we should be feeling, what, you know, what item of clothing is, you know, in trend for this season. But actually, stand in front of the mirror. How do you feel? How do you feel about yourself? Exactly. How do you feel wearing those? Because I don't believe that clothes are just clothes. I do believe that you can put on an outfit and feel amazing, but you have to feel amazing. Don't wear it because you've seen someone else wear it and they look good in it. Wear it because you feel good.
Absolutely.
That's so true. I quite often, like, I buy so many different styles because I'm like, oh, I love that. And I love that. But there are only a few things that I genuinely feel like me in, like this is me. And I think sometimes you've got to strip it all back, haven't you, and just literally only wear those things that make you feel good.
Well, that's how you develop that capsule wardrobe. And I think it's getting that bit of time, you know, like getting that bit of time, and it's not loads, but finding that time once a month to look at what you're going to wear, and now, I mean, because of the pandemic, but also kind of before, the way the economy was going, trends are not as strict anymore. No. People, you know, it used to be like, oh, that's so last week. You know, people are kind of, hopefully, fashion is incredible and it's a business, but it is about what you're doing. It's what you want to represent to the world. You'd want to represent an authentic you. And I think also, be mindful with clothes. I mean, you know, I've been working with a brand called People Trio. They are, which has really opened my eyes to sustainability, you know, really authentic clothes, which there's no doubt about the fact that they come from a certified place. And buying those things, you feel good, but you're almost a bit like altruism. You're like, yeah, I feel really good because I'm going to keep this. And this is kind of really important. And I think mindful fashion is also the way forward, really.
Yeah, that's why I like thought clothing so much, actually.
Yeah, beautiful
pieces. And it's not all for me, but there's there's the odd piece in the collection. I've seen the spring summer collection, which is gorgeous. And I know that I'm going to hang on to it. And I know it's going to work for years and years. And years, I know it'll wash really well, and I know that I can hang on to it. Whereas a lot of the fast fashion stuff comes in, and then you're just giving it away.
It doesn't last. No. It just doesn't.
No. Let's finish up with a couple of key. Can we do Harriet's one? What are the key pieces for spring summer? I need a heads up.
Well, Harriet, I think stripes are really big, and they're kind of quite versatile. Any size stripes, you know, we've seen them on all the catwalks. The old saying of having them vertically kind of could be slimming, but a classic Breton, amazing. Biker jackets are making a resurgence. Good. White, cream, kind of those kind of neutral colours are very clean line. Not very practical when you've got kids, but you can go for a more boho cream kind of wash and go look.
Love that.
Love it. Tiered dresses, the ones like you love, Georgia, you know, those kind of floral, just throw on either length. They do them short, knee, three quarter, wear them with boots, wear them with clogs, wear them with trainers, great buy. Jeans, now jeans, the kind of jewelry's out because I watch the trends all the time, and you know what, wear the ones you like.
Yeah.
They say boot cuts in, love them. Now they're saying the big baggy Levi's rule, and before that it was straight leg. I say spend some time, try and go into a shop, maybe take your mate, your mum, your sister, good pair of second eyes, have a
see
go,
what you
get
like.
A good pair of jeans.
High-waisted rave shorts? No?
I couldn't even wear them the first time.
Do you know what I read the other day, or might not have read it, might have seen it, that those really low-slung jeans are going to come back?
Oh,
you know,
man.
Where, like,
right.
You
Georgia,
could almost
right.
see genitals. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
They were
She's
all...
right.
They look good on the All Saints. Do you remember when the All Saints were rocking?
Yes, what is that? That's what it is. It's a resurgence of 2000. So those really oversized combats low down on the waist.
Oh, no.
And really, like, you know, like belt skirts, so much so that the pockets are showing, you know. So
and
those
the
kind
arse.
Of things, if you, yeah, the whole thing. So, you know, for me, I'm thinking my daughter's not there yet, but, you know, That's terrifying.
That is terrifying.
This season will pass that by, but I certainly don't think of it for myself. But yeah, that 2000 thing's really coming back. But you can take stuff from that you liked, you know. You can look back and think, right, what did I like? Like an asymmetric top could be quite flattering, lovely for holiday and for the summer for nice dinners. The kind of chiffon, kind of Grecian cross dresses, quite good for pregnancy. They're coming back, thing from the 90s. Butterfly prints, butterfly belts, that kind of boho thing.
Butterfly belts.
Good God.
They're in. transitional spring pieces, please. Because I think that's, at the moment, there's lots of sale stuff, like big knits and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you kind of don't want to be buying loads of big knits at this time because you think, oh no, I want to start brightening up, ready for spring. But what's good to buy now that's going to see us through?
Well, like I said, I mean, you can never go wrong with a good shirt, you know, either a statement shirt with one of those kind of collars or a bit of embroidery. They're still kind of going through to next season. Good stripe piece, they're around. Denim, again, can't go wrong with a good denim jacket because you're just going to wear it with so many things. Yeah. And I think earlier we talked that dress scenario is really good. Colours that are predominant for next season and even going into winter is still that biscuit colour. That's still kind of quite a strong link between it all. Yellow is kind of quite a good colour to wear. Always lovely for spring, but really strong in spring, summer.
Oh, you love yellow, George. That would be right up your
trouser. I do
love a bit
of yellow.
Right up your trouser. And just the final one, best brands for occasion wear when pregnant. So are there any brands that you absolutely love? I remember wearing I managed to get into a needle and thread dress. I just sized up or two sized up when I was pregnant, and that was really lovely,
which is great. Yeah. If you want to save the legwork, I think go to ASOS. They do loads of collaborations with different people. Price points are kind of in a great big curve, big sale on now, which is amazing. So yeah, ASOS is a really good one. I think Isabella Oliver do some really nice clean lines. Tiffany Rose, I remember using a lace dress and she's kind of developed that over the seasons. That could be quite nice. I quite like the fit of it on the top of the body. Again, you can hire maternity wear as well now for occasion. Girl Meets Dress do that quite well.
I love Girl Meets Dress. They're brilliant.
Yeah, and I think what's quite good about that is that you can kind of try a few on and see if they're right, and you're not committing to spending a load of money you don't want to.
Yeah.
And great for sustainability, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant.
Love it.
Well, I've taken notes throughout the whole of that. Faye, thank you so much for coming on.
A pleasure.
I'm sure that if you've got any other questions or if we didn't get to your question, you can message Faye directly and she will come back to you.
Absolutely. I'll do my best to answer it all.
Great. Thanks, Faye.
Lovely to meet you, Georgia.
Thanks, lovely.
Meet you again, Zoe. Bye.
I could literally talk about clothes all day. I never get bored about talking about clothes ever. I know that might sound like really ridiculous to some people, but I genuinely believe that if you feel good in your outfit, you have a good day. And if you feel rubbish, you can have a really bad day.
Yeah, and this isn't Georgia and I sitting here going that clothes are the most important thing in the world, because they're just not. We understand that. But, you know, if you feel good in yourself and then you put something on and you feel, you know, it can make you feel even more amazing that day. So, yeah, and it's also really fun. It's like fun to play dress up. And, you know, that feeling of when you walk into a room and you're like, yes, I love what I'm wearing today. It's really great.
It is. It can give you a real boost. Exactly. And
she's great.
She was great. Wow, exactly.
Yeah.
And also, we love clothes and we love dress up, but we're not stylists. And, you know, having someone like Faye on who can really talk about dressing for different body shapes and different occasions and lots of brands that we hadn't heard of.
Yeah.
I think it was brilliant. Well, we really enjoyed it. So we hope you listening did as well.
Yeah, we just wanted to tell you just another couple of things that Georgia and I have purchased over the last couple of months or so that we are loving, living in and really rate. I'm going to kick things off with a Nell and Digby jumper, which is, Faye was obviously talking about stripes. This is a beautiful, beautiful roll neck navy and white stripes, horizontal stripes. Absolutely stunning. It's got those two little kind of slits up the side of the jumper as well. You know, she was talking about detailing, and it is beautiful. Like, quality's amazing, comes oversized, and it goes with everything. Jeans, you know, leggings, whatever you want to wear, basically, it works with. So yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, I will do a link to that.
So this is something that actually we could have spoken about when, so I think someone asked a question about feeling stylish but also being practical, like when you're at the park or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think we, you know, when it comes to like puffer jackets and that kind of stuff, we always tend to go for like really dark colours, like black or grey or navy. Mm-hmm. And I actually just invested in a bright orange puffer gilet from H&M. Ooh. And it really makes me, it really lifts my mood. So I can wear underneath like literally like a, you know, a grey polar neck and some grey joggers or something. And then I put this bright orange puffer over the top, and it obviously I look bold and bright, but I also feel so much brighter and happier.
Aww,
when I put
nice.
It on, and it just adds a little something rather than putting a black puffer on over the top of, you know, a grey outfit. Putting the orange on, I love burnt orange, like I love that colour.
Just about to say
so,
that.
So I thought, why not? You'd be seeing me in it a lot, I reckon.
We'll be like that. Oh look, there's that giant orange. Oh no, yeah. It's Georgia. Have you seen
it's
in Essex?
They're coming to.
We actually linked, and lots of you loved it, a burnt orange jumper from ASOS.
Yes.
And the one from Zara, the oversized one, and they went down a storm. So Georgia's right, if you are feeling a bit like, oh, all the creams and all the beiges and all the biscuits are a bit boring, then definitely chuck in a pop of colour. It does make you feel good.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not a beige biscuit, all of those kind of tones kind of person. Yeah. Go for a bit of orange.
Lovely. Now, this is something that I'm so excited to receive, and I kind of also can't wait to show you it, because I have bought an all-in-one ski suit from ASOS with a faux fur hood. We're going skiing. We've booked. We're going February half term. We've done it. And I was like, this is the fun part, because now I get to, the kids have never been skiing before.
All the outfits.
I know, all the outfits and all the bits. So I'm going to be doing a ski edit for you if you, you know, maybe this year, next year, managing to get away, whatever. It's something that I've always wanted to take the kids, because I'm a massive skier. So I love it. I haven't been for 10 years. So yeah, I'm going to be linking lots of my ski outfits. But this one, yeah, I can't wait to show you. And it was
God,
I think
amazing.
it was about 90 quid, which is, it you know, it is a little bit more on the pricey side, but if you're thinking about salopettes and a jacket together, it's
it's pretty good. It's a whole outfit, isn't it?
Yep.
So I had been taught, well, I actually really wanted a new bag for Christmas, but Santa didn't bring me one.
Oh, definitely.
I know, but I don't know about you, but the handbags, designer handbags now are so expensive.
Like, when,
you know, even 6 years ago, you could get a decent designer handbag for like £500. Now, like, no way. You're talking like £1,500, £1,800, and it's extortionate. Anyway, so I was thinking, right, I'm not going to go for a designer bag. I need a new bag. I just want a good quality one. And I found a leather crossbody. It's got a really thick strap. It's cream from Warehouse. And obviously, the price point is brilliant. And it's real leather. It's really lovely and soft, buttery leather. And I just really rate it. And I just think, you know, if you look on the high street, you are going to pay more than, you know, £25. But for a real leather handbag, paying under £100 is brilliant. Also, COS, if you want to spend a little bit more, have got some fantastic leather bags for maybe like £250. And the design is just stunning. They look like designer handbags, and they will be the quality of a designer handbag, just without the name on it.
Love that. Love that, George. Right. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. Really hope you took lots from our fashion Q&A today. As always, if you've got a moment, please give us a little follow. You can rate, review, subscribe also to the podcast, so you never miss an episode.
Yeah. And do tag us in your pictures, like where you're listening and when. We'd love to see them. And also, if you've taken any advice from the podcast and you go out and buy an amazing new outfit, please tag us and show us, because we always love to see your photos. And we will be back on Tuesday. Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.